We have the main speaker, Dr. Lisa Bates from the School of Urban Studies. I believe, professor, that most people will be most interested in what you have to say. So can you give our listeners the highlighted and abbreviated version of your talk today?
Sure. So our research team was led by folks from the Southeast Renters in Action group, once community members who wanted to create a survey to find out what was happening for people in this community who live here and are experiencing challenges that aren't really seen or understood by policymakers. So PSU supported them to create this survey and implement a door-to-door survey. We spoke to a bit over 100 households and asked them about their experiences, the challenges they face, and some of their worries for the future. What we found is that over half of the renters that we talked about have pretty significant vulnerabilities in terms of things that would make them vulnerable to housing stressors or even displacement.
Please be a little bit more specific. Yeah. About what you mean by vulnerabilities and stressors.
Yeah, so these are folks who are older and have a fixed income. About half have either a physical disability or consider themselves to be medically fragile. There are also about a quarter to a third who speak English only as a second language, have immigration documentation issues, or have other challenges with their rental history, credit history, or legal background that would make it hard for them to find housing if they needed to. So for most of the folks in the survey, they are experiencing problems with housing affordability. Even though we found that a lot of people are pretty stable in terms of not having to move very much, but they are really increasingly worried about what might happen to them in the future. People are
worried about rental increases, worried about the stability of the company that rents for them.
Yeah.
What kind of worries?
So people are worried about things like if they're already, about 40% of people are already cutting out necessities in order to pay for their rent. So if their rent goes up, what would they do? People are worried about conflicts they have with their landlords or their landlords evicting them. And they know that if they had to move in the next month, so one of our questions was, if you had to move in the next month, what would you do? 3/4 of people are really worried about finding a place that they could afford, and 3/4 of people say they wouldn't be able to afford the moving costs themselves. And with also pretty significant numbers of people saying that they would have a problem even looking for a home. About 50% of the people said they would, just the search itself would be a challenge and a barrier for them. So, and I think even more impactful is to know that half of the folks who answered the survey are already experiencing physical health and mental health challenges that they attribute to the stress of their housing situation. Even though they are currently housed, the stress of thinking about the kinds of possible things that will happen in the future is affecting their health.
So the information that you collect, who is it going to, and what will they do with it?
It's going to this group right here, Southeast Renters in Action, and the community folks who created, you know, the idea for the survey. So who will decide what to do with it are people who are in this room at this forum, and other tenants who want to ask more questions and generate their own solutions. I think our team very much believes that the people who are experiencing an issue they know what's going on and they know what they want to do about it. And so we want to support the development of those ideas because we need more creative and new transformative ideas to really solve these problems.
All right, now we're going to hear Joanne Lucchini read in what policy changes have been proposed.
So these are some of the changes in housing policies and practices that our little table talked about. We suggested solid rent control like that in Berkeley and New York City. We suggested better screening of landlords and property managers, and that's to exact accountability because there's too much of an attitude that if you're poor and you're in low-income housing, then you're lucky you get what you get. So they would like to see not the landlords not also watch themselves for bullying of tenants, but also look for tenant-on-tenant bullying and making sure that the properties where people live in are clean and safe and everything else. It was recognized that mixed neighborhoods are the ones that are the healthiest and strongest. And by mixed, we're talking about mixed ages, mixed ethnicity and race, mixed income, and the idea that there should be integration, not segregation. But while increasing the supply of mixed housing, we also wanted people to realize that you also had to provide the necessary infrastructure and the services and the public transit. So it really does nothing to say you have mixed housing if there's no grocery store and there's no way to get to the grocery store.
This is S.J. Oxendine reporting for KBOO.